Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of June, we will be exploring the topic, enjoying His peace. June 4, His rest. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11, verse 28. I posted a picture on my Facebook page, and that's when I realized how soul-tired most of the people in my generation really are. It was a photo of an overworked and exhausted young woman who had fallen asleep at her desk, her head resting on top of a pile of unfinished paperwork. Many people commented, relating to this weary person. The caption under the picture encouraged those who were heavy laden to come to Jesus to receive real rest. The invitation of Jesus, "Come, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest," Matthew 11, verse 28, is as relevant today as when Matthew wrote it down in the first century. Our hearts are worn out in the struggles of life. Jesus knows about this and offers us a remedy. For many years, I have been intrigued by the apparently deliberate juxtaposition found in Matthew 11, verses 28 to chapter 12, verse 14. First, Jesus offers His own rest, then proclaims Himself the Lord of the Sabbath, the day of rest, in the next narrative. The invitation of Jesus to rest in Him is unique to Matthew, and it immediately precedes the only two episodes in this gospel that occur on the Sabbath. This intriguing juxtaposition became the topic of my PhD dissertation. I found very exciting insights during the 8 years that I spent in these verses. One of them is that there are 137 occurrences of this particular root word for rest in the Greek Old Testament, and that in the first 5 books of the Bible, the term predominantly relates to a sabbatical rest to the Lord. Matthew's audience heard Jesus' message loud and clear, "Come to me, all you who are weary, and I will give you the real sabbatical rest." Those who heed His invitation now enter into the Sabbath rest in its fullest sense because they rest in Him. Thus, we find the full meaning of the weekly Sabbath rest celebration in the identity and mission of Jesus. We were never meant to be overwhelmed by anxiety and fear. We were designed for peace. When we accept the invitation of Jesus, we find real rest for our souls. Jesus, calm our anxious hearts.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins.